pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Yes, we are spilling the tea. Oh, I'm so excited for Frozen 2. It drops November 22nd, so we're almost there. So cute. Kristen Bell, who obviously plays Anna, was just talking and revealing that she tells her daughter secrets about Frozen 2, and now she's like, should I have done that?
Yeah, I'm in trouble. Because I did not have them sign an NDA. Because we work on this movie for so long. We've worked on it for over 2.5 years. So I come home and I learn a new song and I sing it to them at night in bed. And then I would like tell them new story plots. And then I realized, oh my God, I really have to be careful. So I made it very clear that this was our secret. We can't share it with the world. But then the problem is they're terrible secret keepers. So I really got myself into a pickle.
I got into a little pickle. Yes, I'm dying to see. Are you going to go see this? Like, Joe, I know you don't have kids, but do you go see kid movies? Blah, blah, blah.
No, I do. I love Frozen, but I don't know if I care that much about it. I think I was one and done.
Oh, really?
I heard the new song. It was No Let It Go, so I just don't know.
You don't know, though. We did preview that. You're going to hear it a million times. I'm
we'll
definitely going to be like
see.
One of the first to see it. This is really cool. Lionel Richie says he's a big fan of Billie Eilish, and she did a cool tribute on SNL. She danced on the walls and the ceiling of a rotating room. Lionel Richie's like, oh, I love that. Obviously, he had a famous dancing on the ceiling, if anyone remembers that from the 80s. Here's Lionel talking about it.
When she took that left step to the wall, I said, oh my God. And then, of course, the wall came down. Do you know how hard that is? I would thought that was so cool. And, of course, when I put out there that, you know, next generation on the ceiling.
The next generation on the ceiling. That's a jam. Sophia Richie, that's her dad, by the way, who's dating Scott Disick. If people are like, who is Lionel Richie? Moving on to Cardi B. She says she will not apologize for an Instagram video that fans are saying, Cardi, you probably should.
You know, a lot of my fans, they wanted me to apologize for something that I said on my live the other day because everybody was talking about it and everybody was making a big deal. And you know what I tell them? I'm not going to apologize for if I said it when I was upset. I said what the I say. Everybody say when they're upset. People be saying, oh, I hope you get hit by a car.
What?
I hope you fall off a mother bridge. If y'all think that is wrong, it is what it is, but I ain't gonna apologize for you. You my and if you don't want to it,
Cardi. Wow, she's got a sailor's mouth. She's got a potty mouth.
She does. Wow. Even I'm a little red.
And I love Cardi B, but she will not apologize. So basically, she's taking aim. She's mad at Excess Hollywood for a story they did about her. She posted a profanity-filled response video, and because basically in the video that she will not apologize for, she's like, "I hope your effing mom catches AIDS, UB." Like she said, terrible.
Oh,
things,
that's not a big thing. Who doesn't say that every day?
But she's like, I will not apologize for this. So I would not want to make her mad.
No,
that's
not
just
at all.
Something. Moving on to Sesame Street. They're adding a character dealing with addiction. This is a first. And here's Carly talking about it.
Thanks, Chris, for watching me and Elmo while my mom's at her meeting.
What meeting did Carly's mommy have to go to?
Carly's mom has been having a hard time, so in order to help her get better, she goes to a meeting with her group. They all sit in a circle.
Elmo likes singing circle time in school.
They talk about grown-up problems. She goes every day so that she stays healthy. My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself.
So that is something new for Sesame Street. What do you guys think?
That's heavy, but I'm glad they're doing it. But damn, that's heavy.
I know.
I can't do my Elmo voice.
Yeah, so that 6-year-old tells Elmo that, you know, she, and then they go on to deal with things like foster care, addiction. You know, okay, good for Sesame Street. It isn't very uplifting, but these are real issues that people deal with.
We got to find a way to get out of this. It sounds like we're laughing, and we're not.
It's
powerful.
Yes.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Live the web, girl. Your sports minute, I hear, is going to be more than a minute today.
It is definitely going to be more than a minute.
Today.
Because there's a lot to uncover. NBA is in a very sticky situation with China. Gronk is making a comeback to football, and someone got fired.
Oh, no. And we have to talk about the debate if Gronk is sexy or not, because that happens behind the scenes every single day.
Tell me about it. All right. It's coming up next year on Joe and Mackenzie.